Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Like us, we're quite needy, and comment on everything we post on Facebook. Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire. Now get off Facebook and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You want to lose your appetite? Look at the pasty belly of Representative Barton right there when you click on at TNT Radio Empire, also on Facebook there from Texas. It's blurred out. His junk's blurred out.
And he'll send you sexy messages,
yes,
too.
Yes, he will.
If you reciprocate.
He's ready to rock. We got Kathy Madigan's going to phone the program later on. She's coming to Lincoln, I believe. Yeah, she's at the Rococo Theater coming up
also
in February.
Has a Netflix special going on now called Bothering Jesus.
And her new tour is called Box Wine and Bigfoot. She's all over the area. Talked to Kathleen. And Brett Michaels is going to phone the program also.
Bigfoot?
Yeah.
We have a Bigfoot sighting.
All right.
Do we?
Yeah.
Duh.
Always excited.
In western Nebraska?
Really?
Yeah.
I think he was there with Scott Frost.
They're not indigenous to western Nebraska, are they?
Well, I've heard of them being out there.
I thought it was just more Pacific Northwest and actually the Northeast.
Oh, no. They're in Tennessee as well.
Oh, yes, I meant. That Smokies, too. That's
well,
right.
Urban sprawl is pushing them out of their natural habitat
areas. I thought they hide more in the woods.
Nope. They must like the wide-open sand hills.
They might. You could probably see,
is on I-80.
I would think you could. Oh, you could spot one on the sand hills.
I-80.
46 miles away.
Right, exactly.
Harriet McFeely of Hastings said that she and her friend,
of course
Robin,
that's her name,
out of Colorado. It's the story about these two women. McFeely out of Hastings said that Ms. Roberts dropped her off and then went on her way. A little bit later, Roberts called McFeely. Roberts, the one that's driving.
Right.
And was excited. She said she just saw a Bigfoot standing right there on the shoulder of the road.
Great.
Mile marker 197. Not far from North Platte.
Oh. On the interstate.
Yeah, about 9 p.m.
Hitching a ride?
When she saw the Bigfoot, she said he was really big, really heavy, and stocky. He was said to be, not necessarily a he, the Bigfoot was said to be standing inside the fence, meant to keep deer away from the road, only about 20 feet from the car, at least 8 foot tall.
Man, pretty freaky.
Right at that time, she said there was not a lot of cars going either way right there. That's why she saw him so clearly. They say the north channel of the Platte River is near where they saw, or she saw, the Bigfoot. And the Hastings woman said that she's always known Bigfoot to travel along the rivers. She says she's never seen a Bigfoot.
Now she's losing credibility.
She says she's never seen a Bigfoot in Nebraska, but she has friends that have seen them near Grand Island, Bellevue, Lincoln, and Macy, Nebraska.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not believing. I'm not buying this woman. She sounds crazy.
Well, she didn't see him.
No, but she's hurt. She's had friends. Because all my friends have seen Bigfoot, if you don't know that. I got no friends who have seen Bigfoot. Do you?
Two.
Really?
You know, that's pretty...
I know two people that say that.
That's fairly close to...
At least two.
Okay.
Has Bobcat ever seen Bigfoot?
Nope.
But he believes.
He's an atheist who believes in Bigfoot, which is possible, because Bigfoot probably does exist. I don't know.
That's fairly close to Colorado. Is she on the pot?
Yeah, so I'm thinking.
She hadn't made it there yet.
Well, she might have been making another trip to Colorado. Yeah.
No. She was going back to at that point. She was going to go re-up.
Why'd she take a picture?
She was driving.
Stop.
When's the last?
Stop.
Oh, that's right.
stop.
They always just hang out and wait for you to take their picture.
Well, I don't know what they do.
All wildlife does that.
Yeah, they do.
Stop and pose.
Oh, it's wildlife. It's half man, isn't it?
Wildlife loves to stop and pose.
Two questions, Craig.
Was
his 18-wheeler nearby?
Yes. Right. Is it a guy in a costume? Secondly, and did he have a beef stick with him? He had a beef stick with him.
And you know two or more people who claim they have seen
Bigfoot? Well, Craig's on the pot, too.
Absolutely. Ping pong club?
None of them are in ping pong club. Neither of them are in ping pong club.
How did that come up?
Did they see a big bear and thought it was one? That's what they usually
No, I know.
That's what it is.
I know one guy who swears he saw one jump a fence.
Where?
I forget what state that was in. He lived all over. That was his story.
I got friends that have stories too. I don't believe anything, but not that big.
Well, you asked if I knew someone that said that. I guess I do. Okay. And then the other story, I don't remember that one at all.
I still think the only reason Bigfoot is fake. No, I think it's fake. Is we'd have one. There would be one.
Yeah, one would have died of natural causes.
Right. And their line about that is they take them away and bury them themselves and stupid. There's all these weird conspiracies. But eventually, over the hundreds of years that people talk about Bigfoot, somebody would have had one.
Right.
There's no Bigfoot bones.
Nothing.
Deer hunter, an elk hunter.
Yeah, you'd find it.
Yeah, would have stumbled across a dead Bigfoot.
Yep.
Or the Bigfoot burial grounds.
That's it.
You know?
Yeah, which apparently is somewhere along the Platte River and Interstate 80.
If you're on the pot.
Maybe that's the burial ground.
If you're on the pot.
Well, that might be where they
That's some good pot, by the way.
Where they put them to rest.
You could see some Bigfoots hanging out in the fence waving at you.
You're still quite a ways away from Colorado, but you're right. They may have been coming back.
Plus, you can get pot in Nebraska, I've heard.
Because you always
I've heard.
Yeah.
The Good Life features pot. What?
And pot features hallucinations.
Yes, they do.
Apparently. You know what's
Bigfoot
sad is
standing on the road.
I drive that stretch of road enough.
Have you seen Bigfoot?
I pretty much know exactly where that is. But,
seen Bigfoot?
No, I've never seen Bigfoot.
You know what?
And I've taken that drive, I'd say at least 100 times.
And you've been on the pot, not driving sometimes, but riding. Yeah. So you think you would see Bigfoot?
But I have not.
Haven't been looking for him.
Who's your other guy that saw Bigfoot?
I can't remember. Yeah.
Well, you know, I always got my eyes peeled.
I know you do.
I'm looking for all kinds of road hazards.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you would.
A Bigfoot on the side of the shoulder of the road would count as a road hazard.
Right.
So I would have chalked that up.
I'll give you that.
And I would have told you, I saw a Bigfoot on the side of the road. I would have shared that immediately.
Somebody would have shot one, too, all these years, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody would have shot one. People like to shoot things in the woods. That's what you do. You hunt, you shoot things.
Haven't we heard
I want, before the Bigfoot people, we still get Bigfoot people to check us out.
Yeah. Some people say that they think Bigfoot can read your mind.
Oh, well, that's okay. Well, then that's on the pod.
Have we not heard reports about Bigfoot in the Ozarks?
I want them to find a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I don't care if they find one. I'm not that entrenched where I would go, oh, darn it. I would say, cool, there's a freaking Bigfoot. But they haven't found one. That's why I don't think they don't exist.
What was Bobcat's Bigfoot movie?
It's a great movie, man.
Willow Creek.
Willow Creek.
Okay.
Scary as hell, man.
That's Northern California.
They collect naked chicks. That's all I'm telling you.
So there's also been Bigfoot sightings in Northern California.
Right, right.
Don't we have audio of Bigfoot that Texas A&M said was 98%
not
human?
Not human.
It's a great school. Yep.
It is.
Yeah, that's where Arizona State's next coach is coming from.
That's right. You're getting that guy, right?
By the way, I don't want to steal your thunder, but you know how much national attention the Nebraska coaching job and the Arizona State coaching job have gotten? You know how much it is on the national radar?
It's not.
It's not.
Not.
Not you at know, all.
That's not true. No, on the national
the
feed
college
that I
shows,
specifically
college
get,
shows it is, but not me, about not
on the national
shows.
Feed of regular news that I get, I saw it in there. I saw the Nebraska job in there.
The Frost story?
Oh, okay.
Was it like you can apply for it?
What?
Yeah.
Open application.
There was an application.
That's how Riley got it, I think.
So it did make some national news that I saw.
Reno did that with the cable guy.
The Florida one and the UCLA one are all I've heard about.
Tennessee. Well, Tennessee one.
Oh, yeah, Tennessee.
Whatever. I got a good coach. I don't care.
You know, someone would be a good fit at Nebraska, too.
Yeah, I know. But
he might be able to get some players to go there for some reason.
Yeah.
And Tyler doesn't have to worry about his coach being connected to Penn State in any way.
Nope.
Because it is Penn State.
Yeah, and they're not. Right. That whole regime's gone.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Regime's gone and in jail. All new guys.
And by the way, that Shiano stuff was purely hearsay.
He got totally screwed. And you're right. I heard that. They're just pissed. We did it yesterday. They're just pissed because Gruden doesn't want the gig and somebody big and famous doesn't want the gig. So they turned on that guy. And you're right. It's all hearsay about Shiano.
But that's all it takes anymore.
Well, no, they let the students pick the coach. And people, yeah. By the way, they just hammered Tennessee all over the country just about these delusional idiots Tennessee is.
You can now get social media out of a job.
I don't know, funny.
Tennessee reportedly is going to go they're going to bring back Philip Fulmer to be the AD now.
And then hire T. Martin.
And that's the story.
Doesn't even call plays.
The story. Yeah. That always works.
Yeah, bring back the old school guys. Together. Yeah, get the band back together. Always works.
I heard T. Martin was disqualified because of blackness.
Yeah,
he's black.
Could be. Yeah.
That's what Albert Haynesworth said. Yeah. Who went to Tennessee?
Did
that's
he say
right.
that?
Yeah, he did.
That's who said it.
He said T. Martin. He goes. He'd be a good coach, but he wouldn't work there
because he's black.
Yeah, he's too black.
Hire a black coach. They can relate.
Yeah.
We got one. He's one of the best recruiters in the country. They're number two in the country. Recruiting. Three right now, I believe.
All right. According to Steve, only really vain Bigfoots pose for a picture. I didn't know there was an ego problem.
Yeah, I'd be a big vain.
Got their hair all burst out. De-liced.
It's blown out, too. A big blown out hair. Flowing.
Is it Bigfoot?
Got a couple braids
feet?
In.
You Bigfoot people are freaking crazy.
Oh,
I changed my mind right now. You're just nuts.
What's your name?
There's no Bigfoot. If there is, good. I hope there is one.
Yeah. Is it Harriet?
You spent your life. Should mean
Let's
something.
See here. There's a. Yes, Harriet McFeely. Okay. Apparently, according to Aaron now, she does a conference in Lincoln and Hastings about Bigfoot.
I saw that there is one coming up in Hastings.
She's selling tickets then. Now,
she's one of those
Harriet
people.
Harriet is so full of Bigfoot crap.
Now, well, her friend said that she saw it. It wasn't Harriet specifically.
Yeah, she can say that, though.
Sure.
That's how you sell tickets.
Because you go to your friend because, your friend really wants to see Bigfoot, and you tell your friend what she really wants to hear.
Well, whatever. You just you're selling
tickets
is now.
The friend is the one that saw it at mile marker 197.
Yeah, here's a few bucks from the Bigfoot conference.
Hey, thanks.
Harriet McFeely.
Not far from North Platte.
Thanks for the pub. Yeah, it's about 20 miles.
I'm a little short on tickets. I'm just going to say you saw Bigfoot. Cool. I'm fine with that.
I'm a savant.
I'd do that for you, Craig.
When it comes to mile markers on I-80.
You are.
You can picture that area, right?
Yeah, I can. I can tell you exactly where it is.
Right by Fort Cody, I think.
Well, now you'll know where to look for Bigfoot.
Yeah, there's...
Or there.
Yeah, he'd be coming out of the Platte River Channel.
He'd be a good coach. Also, we've hired Bigfoot as our coach.
Who did we talk to that has a bunch of
He's
land?
Sitting there in a press
a great
conference.
Commercial,
just,
actually.
I know, it'll be a great commercial.
Just breaking the table.
He's just
we're going to play hard.
Who's the old...
He's on the sideline. We're going to play hard. He's got headphones on the sideline.
It's a great messing with Sasquatch.
It is a messing with Sasquatch,
The old tight end for the Cowboys.
Yeah, Jay Novacek.
Okay, yeah. He has
owns a bunch of land.
He has
out
property
there.
Out there. Yeah. Like Gothenburg.
He's probably seen Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of Bigfoot
out there.
He's
probably nuts like McFeely.
Ted Turner, too, owns a bunch
of
land.
On his
land. Out there, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little further north.
Surprise.
Though.
A woman who holds Bigfoot conferences has a friend that saw one.
Wow.
That's how you sell some tickets. We're not dumb. Craig. I'm trying to sell that horse crap.
Oh, I love it.
I know. Once again, I hope they find one because you wasted your life, a lot of you. Or you just scammed people.
Yeah, my stepson watches that Ghost Adventures on Travel Channel.
Yeah. That's different than Bigfoot, though.
Go around looking for ghosts.
Yeah.
No, but I just contend. Those kind of people just want to see ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
I know my stepson would really like to see a ghost.
Well, of course, people looking to see ghosts really want to see a ghost.
And UFO people are the same way. Anything is a UFO. They just really, really want to see a UFO.
And if you're on the pot, you'll see a lot.
Like ghosts?
No, that's not true.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You forget about it. If you saw something, you forget about it.
No, I haven't seen anything.
Okay. No.
And
I got a friend that smokes dope that's seen something.
Yeah, I've noticed the same thing about Jesus. A lot of people really want to see Jesus.
Oh, my God, yeah.
In their Cheeto.
Or a butt of a dog, yeah.
Suck it, Jesus.
Oh,
come
sorry.
On.
I don't know why do you say that? Why are you booing yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, if somebody appears and resembles previous images of Jesus, he is ridiculed by the Jesus people.
Right.
It's got to be a stain, or it's got to be something in a golden retriever's ass.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, always does.
Why don't you say golden retriever all the time, Todd?
That's the ass he stares at every night.
That's the story. Because that's the picture that floats around the internet.
Is it a golden retriever's ass?
Yeah, it's a golden retriever's ass with the image of Jesus.
I'll check out other dogs' asses. Just to let you see.
Like Bigfoot, don't
checking out other dogs' asses.
That's a good point. My dog be jealous.
She will. She'll never find out.
I think Bigfoot's in that, like UFO.
Same crap.
UFO, what was the
ghost,
other one we just said?
Ghost.
Like, ghosts. I mean, those, like, specifically ghosts. Right. Like, I don't think Bigfoot fits into that to me, because ghosts
not.
And spirits, like, are something that I kind of like, okay, maybe.
No, it doesn't, you're right. I'm with you on that.
And Bigfoot's kind of like, I don't know.
Now I'll lump them all into the same category. Yeah. Just mythical creatures.
Yeah, but you can't catch a ghost. You can catch Bigfoot. Yeah. And if it's an actual figure, if it's actually some animal in the freaking woods all across the United States, apparently, they would have found one by now.
Yeah, well, apparently you can't catch a Bigfoot.
And you can catch a ghost. Ghostbusters did it all the time.
That's true. That little suck thing. That
little trap.
Yeah, a little suck thing, I should say.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We got to get Bobcat out here. There's been a Bigfoot sighting.
Right.
One of the ghost hunters, Zach Baggins of the Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures, bought a bunch of Charles Manson's personal items, including a set of Chuck's Dentures.
That's a great band name right there.
Chuck's Dentures. That is a great and it's going to be a Deadpool name, too. You know Chuck's Dentures is a Deadpool name next year. Easily.
Zach says the seller was a close friend and pen pal of Manson's. There's even a picture of the teeth signed by Manson, according to Zach. He says the teeth were stolen from the shower by an inmate in 2010.
Oh, Jesus.
And when the inmate got out, he sent them to Chuck's pal. That friend teased Manson by sending him a photo of the teeth, and Manson wrote back to him begging him to return them. He didn't. So Manson's letter, as well as his pentagram necklace made from toilet paper and underwear, and other arts and crafts he made while in state prison are all part of the stuff that Zach got.
So did he?
They're
going
to be added to the Manson exhibit inside Zach's museum.
Did Manson go toothless for 7 years? Then
I imagine he got
a new set of dentures. Did I see correctly? There were a lot of people mourning the death of Marilyn Manson.
Yes,
after Charles Manson died.
Yes,
people
were paying tribute to.
To Marilyn.
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, idiots. Welcome to the internet.
Idiots.
Yeah, very much so. Now, all of Chuck's stuff, I got to quit calling him Chuck. Charles Manson's stuff.
Yeah, makes him sound just like a harmless guy. Oh, right. That old Chuck, yeah.
Looks like Chuck's going to bury his bone.
All of his stuff going.
That also happened in the shower, apparently.
All of his stuff going to a pen pal. He reportedly exchanged letters and phone calls with a pen pal over the last 20 years, even met him a few times. TMZ says it's got a copy of Manson's crudely written will, which leaves all of his personal belongings, including cash, image rights, clothing, and a vast music catalog to this pen pal who does not want to be named.
Well, he's going to make some money off that.
Manson specifically disinherited his known children. Ex-wives, in-laws, lawyers, friends, prisoners, inmates, cops, guards, and the state of California.
Oh, yeah. I disown the state. You never owned it, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Old Chuck's Dentures.
So, right.
Handline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Fred Michaels, Kathleen Madigan later on. Petey Mack breaking down the latest coaching searches. I don't know what he's you gotta
break it down.
Yeah? No,
really?
Do that. No, don't do that.
I was gonna say,
don't do that.
You need a longer break.
Bigfoot's your
we'll take another off the radar coaching search and break it down.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Yeah. They're kids. Let it go. Who cares? Yeah.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.